Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Senate candidate Mark Jacobs about his campaign. This is part one of a two-part interview. You are running for the U.S. Senate, the seat that's currently held by Tom Harkin. Why have you decided to run for this seat?
Well, I'm concerned that the opportunity to live the American dream is slipping between our fingertips here as Iowans, and that's something I've heard as I've gone all across the state and talked to people. And I think what I've also heard is that our leaders in Washington today are incapable of solving problems, and they're looking for somebody who can bring real-world, common-sense perspectives to Washington and get things done for people.
And you hear about the gridlock in Washington. How do you feel that if elected, you could kind of work through that?
Well, one of the things I've done, you know, the most important thing about me is that I'm a business guy. I'm not a politician. I've spent my entire career in the private sector. But a little over a decade ago, I was brought in to be chief financial officer of a large company by the name of Reliant Energy that was a company that was very financially troubled. And when I joined the company, it was on the verge of financial collapse and had a group of 23 banks that were convinced that they were going to be able to take over control of the company. And I walked into that experience with a couple things that I wasn't going to give ground on. Number one is I wasn't going to settle for a short-term solution. And number two, I was not going to cede control of the company to the banks. But I listened to them and I worked with the banks. And ultimately, we were able to come up with an alternative plan that turned out to be better for the company. And ultimately, it was good for the banks because we were able to repay every penny we owed them within 2 years, and in the process, protect thousands of jobs. And so I've proven in the private sector that I can bring people together to solve problems. And I think that's what's missing in Washington, and I think that's what I can bring to the table.
And in addition to your business background, what other qualifications do you feel you have for this position?
Well, I've been a leader, and I think that's one of the things that is missing today in Washington is leadership and experience. When I was CEO of Reliant Energy, I found that I learned the most by visiting the company's power plants and speaking directly to the frontline people of the organization, the control room operators, the mechanics, the maintenance workers, the people in the organization who were doing the real work. And I wanted them to know that I was invested in them and that ultimately the success of the company rested on their shoulders. And it was my job as a leader to work with them to help develop a plan to get us there. And I think that's one of the things, again, that's missing in Washington, D.C. is the idea of providing leadership instead of politics as usual. I'm very frustrated by the crises that our government lurches from one crisis to another. Somehow, we're asked to choose between keeping the government open or enacting sensible reforms to health care, or we're asked to choose between reaffirming the full faith and credit of the government of the United States or enacting sensible spending reductions. And, you know, these are false choices that are developed by our political leaders in Washington. And I think what we need there and what I hear from people all over the state is they want people to go solve all of those problems.
And in addition to all of these qualifications, you also have some experience in the nonprofit sector. Can you speak about that a little?
Sure. Well, I've been a big proponent of education and have been very involved in public education. And I've also taught at Iowa State here, which has been a great experience for me. I've learned a ton doing that. But I believe that education is an overlooked area. Oftentimes in terms of what we can do to help increase the rate of economic growth that we have in this country. And to be clear, when it comes to K-12 education, we don't need Washington calling the shots when it comes to our local curriculum. But I think one of the areas that we should be focused on is for our community colleges and vocational schools. And I think one of the things that I believe we have in this state is a skill gap. I was in the Quad Cities several weeks ago, and I toured a manufacturing plant, and they had jobs openings for welders starting at $30 an hour, but cannot find the people to fill those jobs. And that's consistent with what I experienced as CEO of Reliant, that we really struggled to find people, skilled craftsmen in those jobs, and these are good paying jobs. And I think one of the ways that one of the things we should be doing is to support institutions that are providing those skills to people, and also supporting individuals who are looking to build their skills so that they can get a better job.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Senate candidate Mark Jacobs about his campaign. This is part one of a two-part interview.